It's Andy Heaton. There's another Desert Island Goals. And another one closer to home. We done John Gibbons the other month, and I'm delighted for this one to be joined by me mate, Gareth Roberts. Gareth, I mean, when we pitched this show, it made me laugh because it made me realise how long we've been doing this for now.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, I've been looking forward to this because we kind of take it as a business and we kind of look at games differently, you know, since we've been doing this kind of thing. Apart from the one you picked, which when it gets revealed, there's reasons why, because of the significance of it. So I've been looking forward to like kind of actually chatting football with you, because we don't.
No,
I said this on the show. We're done with John. Do you think because we're in each other's pockets all the time, we don't actually do? We talk that much football anymore?
No.
So so I'm hopefully gonna have a nice little half hour, 45 minutes with you in there and lead you in. So normally we do the what's your name and where'd you come from, still a black spiel, but I'm sure you need no introduction for this one, mate. So we'll get right into it. So I'm gonna let you intro the goals. One of them is, well, one of them has never been done before, which is always nice, and it's the first one as well. So we're going to go back to 1991.
Yeah.
And I'll let you go.
Yeah, September 1991, and this was sort of belatedly my first ever game at Anfield. We're just doing the maths then, actually. I think I was actually 15 when I thought it was 14, but there you go. But I knew it was sort of, like, that's late. That people see that as late to go to your first game, and it was, because the way I was brought up, how I was brought up, was into a house and into a family where, bizarrely, no one was really into footy. My dad wasn't, my mum wasn't, so therefore I didn't have anyone to actually go the game with family-wise. And then loads of like scenarios always seemed to conspire against me, in my head at least anyway. So, you know, there was a mate round the corner who went with his dad, and they took someone else along to the match with them, and he wasn't particularly interested. And I was like raring to go, desperate to go. My mum and dad were like, "You can go if you're going with someone, or you know, if someone's parents taking you. You're not going on your tod." And so there was this ongoing, like, you know, debate about when could I go, how could I go, how was I going to get there, and it just never came off. And there was loads of things that really did me. I didn't like. I remember going with my dad once to Tasker's, because he needed something from Tasker's, and it was on a match day, so I got all that sort of buzz of a match day, but I wasn't going.